Now, some of the men I've talked to, of course, were overseas, and their mail was censored. Was your mail censored that you wrote? No. Okay. Okay. And?
No, my folks used to send me stuff like this. Sent us a washing machine one time. We was down in Georgia and sent us cured hams. And mother sent cookies. We was well taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Did you get regular leave to come home during that time?
When we changed from close New Mexico to the East Coast, Hawaii, got to come home.
Mm-hmm.
That was, besides getting married, that was about the size of it.
Okay, okay. Is there a fellow, a person that you worked with, an officer, or maybe more than one, that you remember, a good friend?
Yes. Luke was his name. He was a warrant officer. Mm-hmm. Warrant officer Luke was okay. A real good friend.
And what is a warrant officer?
Well, it's more or less under a lieutenant.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep in touch with any of the people that you knew after you got out of the service?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some boys up in the Northwest. We kept in touch for a while, but that finally just stopped. And one friend that I had lives in the state of Washington. He stayed in the service for 30 years and 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
He was a warrant officer.
Okay.
But he and I worked together for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think of making the service a career?
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. If I hadn't had this farm to come back to, it might have been different.
Mm-hmm. Where were you when the war ended in Europe? Do you remember that? That would have been in May of 45.
I'd had to be. I'd had to be Chatham Field in Georgia.
Do you remember anything special about hearing about it or what the feelings were?
Oh yes, we celebrated when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't remember.
Okay, what about the victory in Japan or VJ Day and the dropping of the bomb?
That is quite a remembrance too.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any idea that we had the atomic bomb before it was dropped?
No.
Mm-hmm. Did most people agree with dropping it at that? I know since then people of course say, well, maybe we shouldn't have had to, but was there any disagreement at the time?
Well, after what they done to us over there, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. How do you think joining the service and serving during the time that the United States was in the war, how do you think that experience changed you, or what was significant about it?
The only thing it done to me was give me a nice bunch of ulcers, and I had to have 65% of my stomach taken out after I got out.
Oh my.
So that's kind of how I paid for it.
Now, were the ulcers caused from stress?
Yes.
Just the stress of
what we worked with.
Mm-hmm. And
we had airplanes that crashed right on the base, you know, and we had to help get them out, and things was pretty
So
maybe dance once in a while.
So actually, even though you weren't fighting, you encountered death and injury.
Oh, yes.
And crisis. I guess I wouldn't have realized that.
We had one aircraft blow up at Clovis, New Mexico, and killed every one of the boys on it. And what really got to me was having to go out and cut the chutes off those boys the way they were burnt.
Mm-hmm.
So it opened and closed doors all over the base. It blew up right after it took off.
Now, when an accident like that would happen, would there be an investigation? Or, I mean, now when anything crashes, that, you know, immediately they start to look into it.
There was, I guess, but I don't remember anything about it. And most of what we had was human error, too, you know. We had one aircraft that came in, and the tower called him and said, "You're coming in on top of another aircraft. Pull up and go around." And when he pulled up, I said, "He's going to go down." He didn't have his turbos on, wasn't full power, and he did. Then another time, one of them took off, and he pulled the lever on the landing gear too quick, and it went down like that and stopped two engines on one side, and the other two was sitting up in the air running. And I had some fellas, the fuel was that deep on the ground, and I had a fella put me up in the cockpit from the outside and open the window and pull the mixture controls to shut them down, because I knew if I hit the battery switch, we'd all blow up.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, why, you know, we had several others too. But
so, I mean, those were difficult times, and so the way you handled it was just, you just felt the stress, and it was exhibited in your receiving the ulcers. Were you treated for the ulcers at the time?
Well, I more or less had to put up with them until after I got home, and they kept getting worse, and then finally had to. Of course, it kind of ruined the family. My mother was bothered with ulcers too, so.
But certainly your experience didn't help it at all.
No.
Describe what you felt when you came home. You were coming back to a family farm, is that right? And you were married and with your family. So what did you think as you got out of the service about the future, your future, but the future of the nation and the world?
Well, I was pretty much relieved to get home and get lined out. We had one daughter at that time. And other than that, just general.
Okay. In your family, was there a tradition of serving in the military? Had your father, for example, fought in World War I?
No, he hadn't, because when he was 5 years old, he ran into a barbed wire fence and stuck a barb in his eye, so he only had one eye. That's the reason he couldn't go. But my wife's dad went.
Okay.
And there was, I think, six boys in my wife's family. She's one of the oldest of 12.
Oh.
And they were all in the service.
In World War II?
World War II. The dad was in one.
Right.
But the other boys was in two.
And were they in the same branches of service, or did they serve together, or?
They were different.
Okay.
Different branches of service. I think one of them was in the Air Force, but the others, I think, was Army.
Okay. I know now that the government has sort of a regulation against so many brothers or so many members of a family serving together.
Yeah, they weren't together. They were in the service, but split up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my, I had two sisters, and one of them's husband was in the Navy. She and he are gone now, and my older sister, her husband was an engineer on a B-29, and he was over in South Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen a lot of them.
So it was just the expected thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I know it's difficult to define what patriotism is, but how would you define being a patriot, or realizing, or knowing, or thinking it was your duty to fight?
Well, I feel like we want to keep things as calm as we can over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd a lot rather be over there than here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's our duty to take care of our own.
Okay. Okay, let me look at the questions, and while I'm doing that, you think if there's anything else that you think future generations should know, or you think they would like to know, because, you know, it's possible that students will be, you know, reviewing this information, historians, etc. And I just want to run through to make sure that I got all the questions. Okay, I think I've covered all the other questions. Is there anything else that you can think of?
No, I don't really think so.
Okay. Oh.